Welcome, Jen, to Get the Clit Off Your Box.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're great.
Okay, this is a horrible story, and I know my brother is an avid listener, so I'm going to apologize in advance if he knows who I am. My friends, I'd just gotten done with a divorce, and my friends decided to set me up on a blind date, which I'm usually against, but, you know, it's been a while. So yeah. I went out. They told me this guy was older. I was 25 at the time. I'm like, how much older? Yeah, 35. Okay, sweet. So we meet at this nice restaurant. I walk in. He's obviously older than 35, maybe 45, 40, whatever. I figure, you know, I'll just have a good night, have a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit down. We meet each other, whatever. Sit down, order a cocktail. He notices my feet. And he looks at my feet and he says, you take good care of your feet. I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, he's like, those are cute shoes. He keeps talking about my feet. So I'm trying to change the subject. Next thing I know, he's taking my shoe off and he's like giving me a foot massage.
At the dinner table.
At the dinner table. No. It gets so much worse.
He's a creepy old guy and he came on your toes, didn't he?
Yes. I got my cocktail and I'm like starting to freak out. I'm like, this guy's weird, you know, just finish my drink and I guess I'll leave. Next thing I know, he's rubbing my foot against his crotch and he has a boner.
At the dinner table?
At the dinner table. And I'm a single mom. This is my first time out. I'm just horrified. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do?
Yeah.
He unzips his pants.
No!
I swear to God. I feel his dick on my foot. At that point, I grab my purse, grab my shoes, slap $20 on the table, and run out.
Oh my goodness!
Okay, I ran to
a bar like two streets down and just cried because I basically just got foot raped.
You did. You did get foot raped.
She didn't get foot. You don't need to cry about. I don't know. I feel like you could kick him in the dick for that.
Okay, tell me how long it took you to call the friend who set you up and describe the nature of that conversation.
Oh, I called her from the bar down the street and told her she better get her ass down here or I was going to show up at her house.
Right. Did she show up?
No, yeah, she came down because I'm not one to get upset very easily, you know? I'm pretty laid back and whatever.
I mean, that is the craziest, to not know a girl and to try, and to put your naked boner on a girl's foot.
Put my boner on my, yes.
The balls of that guy.
It's kind
of
like he'd already decided, okay, there's probably not going to be another date after this. I'd better just get, like, a foot on my dick while I can.
How does that... I'm probably not going to get to fuck her, so I'm going to fuck her foot under the table?
I bet that's what the guy was thinking.
I don't think that. I don't think anybody thinks, oh, she's not going to bang me, so I'm going to jerk off on her foot in the restaurant. I don't think he was doing that. I think he was like a foot dude who thought she was feeling it because she didn't say at the start, what the fuck are you looking at my foot for so long? Like, he didn't make a big deal at the start because you were kind of surprised. You were just sort of like, oh, cool. Yeah, it escalated and you didn't say anything until it got to the point of erect penis on your foot.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, when I first, I was like, what the hell's going on? You know, it takes you a second, because I'm not, like, I haven't had...
Yeah, who would?
Like,
who would?
What was going on?
I would, I'm a disgusting dude, and that one, I don't know about that one. The dick out under the table on a girl's foot, you don't even know her. I don't even know how... That's a crazy one.
The only good thing I take from that is I have the worst blind date story of anyone I have ever met or ever heard of.
You're the winner. So.
Yeah, I'm the winner.
Shouldn't have put $20 on the table.
Good thing. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to... I shouldn't have.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.